Hello again, this is Pastor Tony Alamo. This program is primarily reading through the Bible. However, I'm doing the continuation of a piece of literature that I've written. This is part two of Another Pearl Harbor. Now, the reason I don't read the literature or the Bible on tape is it would take a long time for you to hear me because I'm termed legally blind. I still see enough to get around, but I just read too slow, and so I'm not able to, and the small print on this literature makes it impossible for me to read it unless I have it on my seeing machine. I have a machine that I can put the Bible under, and it blows the word up about 150, 200 times, so it's easy for me to read on that machine. But we also have a couple of letters. One of them is from where?
From Prescott Valley, Arizona.
And the other one?
From Kogi State, Nigeria.
Okay, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord. And this part of Another Pearl Harbor really gets into how the Pearl Harbor, that was all planned, and also 9/11 was also planned here in the United States. There's so much proof of that from government agents that have repented, and people in the administration were actually in part of it. It's the same old story that the Vatican, these people are all Catholics, the Bushes and all of them, and they're just doing what the Vatican, which is Satan's cult, tells them to do. And man, they make everybody that is born of the Spirit Christian, they make them to be the worst cult. And here they're the ones that the Bible said is responsible for every abomination on the face of this earth. So you needn't look any further than Rome and its affiliates, which are like a spider web around the entire earth. But thank God for the Word of God that we're able to know these things, to know the Word of God, know God by reading His Word, and to people just from the government come and tell me these things. People that were in the government, and I knew it anyway from the Bible. When you see such abomination, you see them attacking the very name God, the Word of God, and anyone that's a Christian, you know that you're in, you're living in Satan's world, and so the Lord is about to destroy it, because even though it's Satan's world, it is the Lord's earth. The earth belongs to the Lord. When it says world, that means world system. And the world system is secular, and it is led according to the Word of God, and the Word of God is God, and the Word of God is infallible. It's led by that great red dragon, the devil. So you needn't go any further, look any further as to who the God is and who the devil is. Or Satan. But right now, this is the part that's going to get in and tell some details of the truth of these things that have been revealed from the Lord to me, and also from confirmed by many government agents that have repented and become members of the body of Christ. Father God, we thank and praise your name for immortality, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, which reveals your personality, your character, the way you really are. You're not just an Alfred E. Newman type God that just loves and smiles all the time, but you're a God that loves, hates, is full of anger, wrath, and judgment. And Lord, we ask that you continue anointing with your outward anointing, which is the anointing for the ministry, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We pray that you will continue anointing, that you'll continue opening up the spirits, the minds, the hearts, the souls of every hearer, that they may learn the truth and then obey it, that they may hear the truth and obey it, and that it may enter the truth into their heart. You are the truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto God and enter the kingdom of heaven but through you, Christ, Lord Jesus, Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Almighty. No one, anyone attempting to enter the kingdom of heaven other than through you is the thief and the liar. There's only one name given among men whereby we absolutely must be saved, and that's the name of Christ. That's your name, Jesus. And so we pray that everyone will learn of you now and receive you now and begin worshiping and serving you now and seeking you by opening your word and reading. Because when we open the word of God, we're seeing you. We no longer have to look any further. We know that you, this word is you. And the more we read of you, the more we know you. And if we love you, if we love the word of God, then we love you. If we despise the word of God that tells us to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow you, then we know we hate you. And there's nothing left for us to hope for but a horrible judgment and a horrible eternity of hell in the lake of fire. Father, we ask that you reveal these things to the unsaved and that they accept you, because if they don't accept you, they're only hurting themselves, not you. And that the church will come back to you and become zealous instead of lukewarm or fallen away, and that they will be brought back up to where they must be, full of zeal, vigilance, and diligence, and that they will begin again to serve you with zeal. Father, we and that they be strengthened through this message in Jesus' name, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
From Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you, Brother Tony, for your expose on the Pope. The Lord, by His Spirit, has shown me many things over the 30 years as a believer in Jesus. And the Catholic Church and the Bushes and most government officials are a part of it. So I share your exact beliefs. I have a problem that maybe you can help me with. I am not a part of a church group right now. Most Christians and myself and organized churches, even Bible teaching ones, and me differ. Mostly, they are all 501c3 tax exempt, so they are not disclosing truth. And a lot of Bible believers...
Well, the reason that he or she is saying this is because if you're a 501c3 tax exempt organization, which we were, because the Bible says that people of God, it says it in the Old Testament, are not to pay taxes. So originally we went into that mode where we got ourselves a tax exempt status. But then when you do have a 501c3 tax exempt status, then you must not preach against homosexuality. You must not preach against abortion. You must not preach reveal the things of the world government. You must not attack Rome because it's Satan. You must not do any of those things or to tell what sin really is, because the actual Antichrist government wants everyone to live in a society that is humanistic. They just say no one can be saved, there's no power of God. And if you get involved in that, well, then in telling people what God says, you're making everybody in the world uncomfortable, and then that's what causes wars. They don't say, the Vatican doesn't say, the Roman Catholic cult doesn't say that they're the ones that are the mother of every abomination, they're the ones that cause every war. They try to blame it on the born-again, spirit-filled Christians, and they burn them at the stake. They have fed them to the lions down through the years. They've nailed them to crosses. They were the ones that nailed Christ to the cross, the Roman Catholic cult soldiers. And so it's just a thing. So she's saying, you know, they're 501c3, and so therefore they can't tell the truth, and so therefore I'm in a church that can't tell the truth, because they don't want to lose their 501c3 tax-exempt status. We had founded the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation, and they took that tax-exempt status away. And then we had the Music Square Church Incorporated, which was also 501c3 tax exempt status, and they took that away. And so it's because we preach that homosexuals will spend eternity in hell, and it's because of the fact that we say that Rome is mentioned in the Bible as being the where the Satan sits. That's his seat there. And many other things. If you'll read my website, you'll see all the things that I've said that cause these two tax-exempt status organizations, these to be taken away by the government, by the Antichrist government. So they're totally against the Word of God or anyone that preaches it. They threw me in prison on false charges. They've fabricated stories. They've used unbelievable character assassination against me. But yet the Lord is still with me, and I'm going to continue on until the Lord takes me, until the time I go up into the kingdom of heaven. I'm not worried about them whatsoever, because I fear God far more than I do the entire world government. Some people say, "You're so bold." It isn't that I'm bold. It's just that I fear God so much because he told me and showed me his power and what he would do to me if I didn't preach the gospel. The Apostle Paul said, "Woe unto me if I preach not this gospel." He said that he would be a castaway. In other words, he'd be slung into hell just like the rest of the people that call themselves Christians, that love the tax exemptions from the people, the government, more than they love God. Now, you people out there that are giving money to tax-exempt organizations because you get a write-off for it, you're not giving it to the Lord. You should trust the Lord and give your money to an organization that's really of the Lord so that God can bless you rather than the government. Because God blesses you 100-fold with everything that you give to his church. And the government is eventually, it's just all they're trying to do is send your soul to hell. It's Satan's government. And don't you doubt that a bit. All right, so where's the first, you want to continue on with this letter where she says, all these churches I go to, I disagree with them. They're afraid to tell the truth. And the fearful and unbelieving shall spend eternity in the lake of fire with all the, with Satan and all of his angels and all those that are afraid to speak out, fearful, and you don't believe God, but you believe Satan. Don't call yourself Christians if this is the way you are, because God will show you. He'll tell you, "I never knew you. You're a wretch. You're evil. Depart from me, you wicked, into everlasting damnation, darkness, weeping, gnashing on your teeth, chewing on your tongue for pain." Then what?
And a lot of Bible believers in the church are so enamored with President Bush, I shudder by that.
Well, President Bush is an out-and-out Catholic. He's built many monuments unto the Pope and would never cross him, would never speak out against Rome or the Pope. Never in a million years. Then what?
What can I do?
What can you do? You just come to where the Lord is. Where Lord's people are. Now, where's she from, Phoenix?
Prescott Valley, Arizona.
Okay, well, that's all you can do. I mean, if the Lord, when he was here in just his own one human body, people wanted to be where the Lord was and away from all the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes and all the phonies. They had to go where Jesus was. Amen?
Amen.
Well, you know, when, like many people say, when I was a young person, I thought, well, I'm going to be in movies. I'd ride horses and everything, and I'd even fall off of them pretending like I'd be shot or something like that. And so my dad said, "Look, if you want to be in movies, you're out here in Montana, go where they make movies. If you want to go fishing, go where the fish is." So I moved to Hollywood. And then when I saw the slow way that they make movies and how boring it is, I decided not to do that. And so I wound up being in the promotional field and all that sort of stuff. But if you want to be, now that I'm saved, if you want to be where the Lord is, then go where the people of the Lord are. And that's right out, and we have a place in Southern California, which is nearer to her than us in the Arkansas area, in Fort Smith and around near Texarkana, in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and the hundreds of other churches that we have throughout the world. We have many hundreds of distributors here in the United States, and whether they've started a church now, some of them I believe have started churches, but, you know, just read our website, listen to our to my messages on radio, and I'm soon supposed to be going on television. One of the big networks wants me on, so how long that'll last, I have no idea, but we'll just give it a go. All right, then what?
Where do I go to worship or have fellowship? I live in Prescott Valley, Arizona, and am disabled due to an attack on my life, but yet I live by the grace of our Lord. Is there an underground church here? I am sure.
No, but there's above ground church over here. And we're not going underground. I'm not afraid of the devil. The Lord destroyed the devil, and you can come here, and it doesn't matter if you're handicapped. We'll keep you. I mean, if you keep the rules and you obey everything that the Lord has told us to have in our church, you're welcome here, just like any other person that really is of the Lord and wants to get out of this namby-pamby false, quote, Christian, unquote, regime in the world today. All right, then what?
I am sharing what I know with as many as will listen, which is small in number. Keep me in your prayers, and any info would be most helpful.
Right, small in number, the Bible says, straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and very few there's going to be that's going to enter the kingdom of heaven. God forewarns us of that. There's a lot of unruly people that have no place in heaven. There's no place for them, and they're not going there. Then what?
Your sister in Christ, Lucille from Prescott Valley, Arizona.
All right, sister. Praise the Lord. Make sure she gets a copy of this tape if we have her address. Okay, and then what?
Dear World Pastor, this is from Nigeria. Right. Dear World Pastor, I thank God for your ministry, which reaches many people every day with your testimony and the truth, that is, Christ Jesus, who you preach. I received your literature, Mass Suicide and Earthquake, that you mercifully sent to me. May the Almighty God continue to bless you and prosper your ministry in Jesus' name. I thank God that by the reading of your literature, many have been blessed. They keep coming to me for more literature, so we are strengthened spiritually by reading them. Pastor Lamo, 70% of my city hasn't heard about you at all. That is why when I first read your literature, I was changed spiritually to sacrifice myself by making sure the news gets to my people. So before the second coming of the Messiah, I would like your message to reach every corner of my city by the special grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor, I was even trying to translate some of your literature to my own language now, so when I finish translating it, I will send a copy to you before printing it. I pray that God will give me more and more wisdom to carry it out. Amen. Pastor, after speaking the word of God to many people, I now find out that some people have no Bible, so I will be very happy if you can send me Bibles, newsletters, and the Messiah according to Bible prophecy.
He sent at least a dozen Bibles and at least a dozen Messiah books. We have the Messiah book in almost a lot of different languages, French, German, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, Russian, Greek, and of course English. I haven't got time to mention all the languages, but just write or call or look up our website and you'll see all the different languages that we have, the literature and the Messiah books, which is literature also. And many people are saved by that literature. A Jewish person, if they read the Messiah book, I believe if they are fair-minded people, they'll be saved. All right, and then what?
I've never received any of your cassettes. I'll be very happy if you can send me your cassettes and the sweatshirts that you said you'd like to send me.
Right, be sure to mention if you want a CD or a tape cassette. because we have both. All right, then what?
May the God of grace continue to bless his ministries in Jesus' name. I give glory to God who has chosen his people, that is, his loving ones, to join me in carrying out Christ's message that you are sending to me and other anointed children of God. Please pray for God's blessing upon us as we are spreading the gospel to others, and we are all well praying for you. Please, Pastor Alamo, I'll be very happy if you can kindly permit our ministry to be under the Alamo Christian World Ministries.
Oh, you definitely have my approval for that. And everybody out there, I pray that everyone in the Christian world will pray for this brother and that God blesses him. I'm sure he will. This person is a true man of the Lord. And I just pray that every one of those people in that city will receive our literature, and let's just stock him up with plenty of it so he can witness to everyone in the whole city. All right, and then what?
Pastor, we really need your support, and we pray that we will never disappoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hoping to hear from you soon. Yours in Christ, SD from Kogi State, Nigeria.
Praise the Lord. All right, now here we have the continuation of another Pearl Harbor.
People who study the scriptures know that there are very few mysteries of God left. God's word says all, quote, peace, bracket, shall be taken, and bracket, from the earth, unquote.
Can't you see that that's happened now? A lot of people were not afraid of the, quote, terrorists, unquote, but now they're beginning to be fearful of the real terrorists, the living God. So, people wonder, what shall we do to get right with God? Just repent of your sins. If you don't know what sin is, read the Word of God, and you'll see, or read my website, and you'll see. And just repent of it and begin serving the Lord. Learn the Bible, read the website, because what God has done has given me the ability to be able to condense the Bible quickly so that when you read the Bible, you'll be able to understand it a lot better. Everyone tells me that, so I know that that is true. So that's the way to do that. And then go ahead.
Okay, that was Revelation chapter 6, verse 4.
What was Revelation?
That God's word says, all peace shall be taken from the earth.
Can't you tell? Now do you feel any peace around?
No.
And I'll tell you one thing. This is just the beginning. It's going to get worse. And every time that I tell you that, I'm not going to become a false prophet to try to impress you, because that wouldn't do me any good at the judgment bar of God. I'm telling you that you might be next, all right? Because it's a pestilence. You could be catching some kind of disease. Those of you that are listening, they have. You know, 9 chances out of 10 is that you do have some sort of disorder, and life-threatening disorder as well, and that you may be in a lot of trouble in many different ways. Repent and believe the gospel and be saved, and God will deliver you. Then what else?
God's word says, all peace shall be taken from the earth. This has already happened to the wicked. Quote, the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked, unquote. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20 through 21. Today we can see the very end of the setting up of, quote, the abomination that maketh desolate, unquote, before our very eyes, Daniel chapter 12, verse 11. This shows how close we are to the last seconds of time. Jesus said, when we see this, it is the end of time. It's here, the abomination that maketh desolate. Today the secular powers that be have made reading the Bible a sin. It is against their secular law. This is one of, quote, the abominations that maketh desolate. Daniel chapter 11, verse 31.
Makes your soul desolate that you can't go to heaven, that you'll have to spend eternity in hell. A desolate is like a desert is desolate. I believe that's where they got the word desolate from. Yeah, they got the word desert because it's desolate. Okay, then what?
They have made praying a sin because it is against their secular law. This is another, quote, abomination that maketh desolate. They know that when we pray, God comes to our defense.
When we pray, the Lord hears, and he answers. And they don't want you to pray that God will put an end to this to destroy this secular organization. The Bible says that he's going to destroy it. He's going to put it in people's hearts to destroy it. The Bible says that the Vatican and Rome, that area there, is going to be burnt up, and the smoke is going to ascend up, and people are going to weep because of the fact that this organization, this satanic Antichrist organization, is so deep into commerce, you know, buying and selling and making money, and it's all about money is what it is, and ruling the world. And they try to make it that it's the Jews. They made a false document of the protocols of the elders of Zion, which was made, it's a phony document made by the Vatican and planted on some Jew. Then they killed the Jew and placed his body in a house of prostitution, which says that the Jews are trying to take over the world. If you ever went to Israel and lived there, you'd know how poverty-stricken those people are. Go to Rome and see how much money they've got over there in the Vatican banks and how they control everything, and that the presidents and kings of the world are bowing and scraping and kissing their feet and their ring, and see all the different places that are Vaticanite organizations here in the United States, such as wine and booze companies and beer companies and all that, and they're tax exempt, you know. And so if you want Antichrist to be a tax exempt and for you, probably a huge chunk of your salary to be going for taxes to just bolster them and to establish Satan in the earth, and you love doing that, well then realize that you cannot enter heaven, all right? It's impossible. And so of course they are angry at me telling you these things, but how long will you be deceived? The Lord says that the entire world will be deceived, and it is. Just look at you. They're adoring these Vaticanites, these people that get up and make, they don't even make speeches. They have people, Vaticanites, write the speeches for them. And even when they're reading them or they memorize them, they're stuttering and stammering, and they just don't mean what they say. You know one thing, when people are ordering the bombing of other countries, using secular weapons, that they can't be of the Lord. The Bible says that the people, the Christians' weapons of warfare are not carnal. They're not bombs, bullets, planes, tanks, or anything like that. It's the Word of God. And so when you see a president, any president, say that they're Christians and they're ordering the slaughter of people, and they're saying, we have to stay there until we take over, what would you do if those people came over here and told you that they started bombing our schools and taking our children? If they started bombing us and killing innocent people on the streets, wouldn't you want to really get angry at them too? And that's liable to happen, because if you keep antagonizing people, they're going to do that. And then they help them bomb the federal building over here in Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center and all other types of things. There's actually videotapes out, and I can't see that well, but they are saying that those, quote, planes, unquote, that rammed into the World Trade Center were not planes at all. They were rockets. And they have stills of them hitting the World Trade Center, and there's no windows in those, quote, airplanes, unquote, which means they are rockets, and the people, they've tried to make it look like they were suicide people. These things were, according to this tape that we have, was sent into those buildings by remote control. Well, we have model airplanes that are flown. They take off and land by remote control, and it's for sure we have, the government has rockets that can hit those buildings. And, they say, what about that airplane that crashed over in one of the other states? Well, I'm sure they could find a couple of suckers to kidnap people and do that, but this was a sophisticated thing, and federal agents were definitely involved. And this tape tells how that FBI agents and everything got their people out of the building before it was blown up in Oklahoma City. They got their children out of there. And they also did the same. They saw federal agents get into these buildings over at the World Trade Center, and that those buildings were laced, just as you see on the news where different buildings are blown up. They pancake them down by placing dynamite charges throughout the building to where they strategically come down in a pancake fashion, like a stack of pancakes. And that's exactly what happened to the World Trade Center. So they said, and many witnesses that were in the building that got out stated that they heard blasts throughout the building, a plane crashing in or a rocket crashing into those buildings could not have caused that pancake effect, according to these tapes that happened at the World Trade Center. They said it was an inside job, and they strategically had different people in the administration at different places, at schoolhouses and here. And they had pictures of them looking like, you know, well, we'll just wait a little while. We knew it was going to happen all the time. There guilty looks on their faces. My God, come on, wake up. And so that gave us the excuse to go over there and bomb and to take over that country. And they say it was for oil, it's for oil and for rulership. Okay, and then what?
Quote, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye," bracket, "would," and bracket, "be followers of that which is good," unquote. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 through 13. He avenges us, quote, "But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I," bracket, "God," and bracket, "speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries," unquote. Exodus chapter 23, verse 22.
So our adversary has been the Vatican World Government. They have put me in prison on false charges. They've put me in jail many times on false charges. They've taken me in court on false charges. And they're definitely my adversary. And I want them to know that God is your adversary. And Father God, I pray that the things that I'm saying on this tape, that they will be punished for the things that they've done. You said that you would, so honor your word, Lord. You said, whatsoever we bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. So, Lord, bind them on earth. I'm binding them with the exposure on them. Now, bind them in heaven, Father God. Bind them from heaven, in heaven, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, go ahead.
We are never to avenge ourselves. This is the one true way that members of Christ's body can prevail in their war with the evil ones, those whose father is the devil. These evil ones say the Almighty God is sinful because he's against the secular law. This is also an, quote, "abomination that maketh desolate," unquote. They say that God's law, which is the way we are to conduct ourselves in this world, is evil because it is against their, Satan's, secular law, and they have made God's people, the ones who carry the truth of the gospel to the world, evil because God's people will not obey the things in the secular law that are contrary to God's law, which is the real law of the entire universe. The Antichrist, quote, "shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws," unquote.
Well, they've tried to change the laws, but the law of God has not changed, and God is going to judge them for doing this. They're going to hell in the lake of fire unless they repent. And we're praying for you unsaved people out there, you wicked ones that are doing the things that you have done and the things that you are currently doing. The Lord saved the Apostle Paul, and he will save you if you call upon him. All right, and so we don't want to see you go to hell. We're telling you the things that you know are true so that you'll repent. And we're telling you what's going to happen in the future, and your future standing before the judgment bar of God could be today or in the night when you're laying there helpless in your bed God send the angel of death to you. And this angel of death, the Bible calls him the King of Terrors. He'll come and terrorize you and then laugh at you while your soul is going out to hell, saying to you, was it worth it? Was this the things that you did on earth worth spending eternity in this place? And then you feel your soul stuffed right in there and isolated there forever. You think the things that you're doing are worth an eternity in hell and in the lake of fire? How stupid, how utterly insane Satan has made you. Okay, then what?
That was Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Isaiah states, quote, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, exclamation mark. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight, exclamation mark. Dot, 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 which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him, exclamation mark. Therefore, as the fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Unquote. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 through 21, verse 23 through 24. What they're doing to God's word and God's children are also, quote, abomination that maketh desolate. Unquote. Again, the things that the people of the world consider law are contrary to God's law. These are things such as abortion, homosexuality, idolatry, witchcraft, lying, paid false witnesses, and the forbidding of marriage. The Word of God says that the forbiddance of God's lawful marriage is the, quote, doctrines of devils, unquote.
Well, another thing is adultery. Sex out of marriage, fornication, lying, stealing, false accusations against the people of the Lord, and following after the Antichrist government. This is the same as taking the mark of the beast. There's no forgiveness for that sin here in this world or in the world to come. Okay, then what?
God hates these secular laws because the things that are not of God in this secular world are of the devil. All these are also, quote, abominations that maketh desolate.
An abomination is a very evil sin, very evil, wicked. Then what?
Today we see the laws of sin and death being kept. The laws of the devil have become the laws of the land and of the world. But God's law never changes. It is the same yesterday and today as it will be on the day of judgment. Quote, one of the most common areas that we compromise in is not labeling sin for what it is. And if we get weak in this area, it's not long until outright sin is acceptable, unquote, states pastor evangelist Roman Kaufman. Quote, let me give you a few examples of this. Today, sin is no longer identified by its true name. People can't stand it. It's too convicting to identify sin for what it is, and so it's no longer identified by its true name. And Satan likes to disguise it with modern-day terms. Stealing is having long fingers. Fornication is considered having a live-in. Adultery is having an affair. Perversion is called an alternative lifestyle. Killing unborn children is called a choice. Profanity and pornography are labeled freedom of expression. And before any of you think tonight that you're not involved in this kind of compromise, let me bring you close to home. Covetousness is considered to be ambition. Discouragement is called the blues rather than a lack of faith. Being a busybody and a talebearer is called overzealous. And a lie is just fibbing or joking. Does that sound familiar? I'm amazed at how many of God's people are involved in this. This is what can happen when we seek the honor of men rather than the honor of God, unquote. I agree with the pastor 1,000%. Jesus said, quote, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy but to fulfill, unquote. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. Jesus is saying here that he, in a human body, will show the world that the law can be more than kept if the triune God is living in them. The grand terrorist. The Bible not only tells us that Jesus is God, a terrible God to wickedness, it tells us he is a terrorist to those who are unrepentant sinners. The Apostle Paul stated, quote, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men," unquote. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11. Paul also stated that he makes himself keep God's commandments, quote, "lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway," unquote. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. With this statement, Paul tells us that God is demanding and strict with everyone, including those who are, quote, "the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places," unquote. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. This means God is terrible to not only the wicked kings of the earth, but to all others who are wicked. It is written, quote, "there is no respect of persons with God," Romans chapter 2, verse 11. Quote, "judgment must begin at the house of God," unquote, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. After having written approximately two-thirds of the New Testament, Paul stated that if he wouldn't continue preaching the gospel in the Holy Spirit, he, like any other disobedient person, would be sent to hell. The word of the terrible God, the real God, states, quote, "he is terrible to the kings of the earth," unquote. Psalm 76, verse 12. The word commands us to pray to God the Father by the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, that our enemies should be saved. If they won't repent and receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, they will be included with those who shall be killed by the soon coming plagues in the book of Revelation that I have just mentioned.
Right. And of course, the beginning of the plagues is already hitting the earth, and it's just going to be one rapid one after the other. This big earthquake over in Pakistan is reputed to have destroyed almost 80,000 people already. And that's just in that particular area. There were people they haven't even found yet. Whole cities have been buried in mud. These are not natural disasters. They're supernatural, and they're definitely not from Mother Nature. It's a bunch of Gentile people that keep living in... they make up Mother Nature and Porky the Pig and all the different cartoon characters. Believe me, this is no act of a cartoon character, Mother Nature. Okay, supernatural disasters. Then what? From God. Then what?
Then they'll be sent to hell and finally to the lake of fire for eternity. The real God told us to pray to him in the time of trouble. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. If we do, he will hear us, answer us, deliver us, and fight for us. We who are the children of the Most High are living in a time of many troubles. The entire world population is living in a time of many troubles. If we pray to God as the prophets and apostles did in their times of trouble, God will either save or destroy his and our enemies, just as he destroyed theirs. I have to keep repeating this. God is, quote, "the same yesterday and today and forever," Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. God will destroy the evil kings, the kings who have changed the law of God to the law of Satan, in hopes of arresting God's children on false charges and bringing them into their courtrooms, where they will be lied about so that they might be imprisoned or even put to death. They think that by doing this, they can destroy God's people and God's work. However, they greatly underestimate God, who sees all their moves, and they greatly underestimate the power of prayer, the prayer sent to God by his children. The great power of God in his children is seen when they are united together as an army of prayer warriors, a nation of born-again kings and priests who approach and bombard the throne of God with their petitions, both in the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus. Jesus said we are to, quote, "pray always," unquote, for the salvation of souls, Luke chapter 21, verse 36. If the wicked don't repent of their sins, God can and will destroy the destroyer of his people and his work, as well as destroy those who are destroying the earth. We have to tell God what we want if we are to receive the things we desire. The Apostle James stated, quote, "Ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss," unquote. Jesus said, quote, "Ask and ye shall receive," unquote, John chapter 16, verse 24. Rome's influence. Rome has always claimed temporal power and desire to rule over the kings and princes of the earth. In order to accomplish this end, she has left no means unused to obtain wealth and to influence politicians. Rome uses its influence over politicians to create war and rumors of war by creating disasters through the actions of people who do not appear to be connected to, quote, "the mother of harlots," unquote, she who masterminds the abominations and instructs the politicians to do such evil.
In other words, the Roman Catholic Vatican, the Roman Catholic cult, that's who it is. Then what?
Revelation chapter 17, verse 5.
Okay, then what?
These truthful statements have been made for centuries by millions of Roman Catholic defectors, including priests, nuns, and laity, from what they call the wicked and demonic Roman Catholic religion. The media, the press, and the propagandists always exalt Rome and its unscriptural religion, which God, in his word, says he hates. The Bible in Daniel says that this fourth and last secular kingdom of the world is the kingdom that Christ shall soon destroy by his powerful word preached in the Spirit by the members of his body, his church. It is in vain that the world system, Satan's world kingdom, verbally tears to pieces the testimony of God, of his word, of those in heaven, and of his children with its blasphemous, lying words. When Christ was in the world, he overpowered Satan by the Spirit of God in him. When God in Christ is alive and working in us, we also have the same power and dominion over sin, Satan, and the flesh, the world, death, hell, and the grave. Satan is a defeated foe and cannot in any way prevent us from entering heaven with eternal life, which we already possess by having God's Spirit in Christ mingled with ours. God's anger is now kindled against Satan's world system. He, according to his word, shall soon tear them to pieces and destroy them. It is now that, quote, "the righteous man," bracket can and bracket stand in great boldness before the face of such as have afflicted him, and bracket those who have and bracket made no account of his labors, bracket in the Lord, which means preaching the gospel and doing what the gospel says we must do, and bracket, "when they see it, they shall be troubled with terrible fear and shall be amazed at the strangeness of our salvation, so far beyond all that they looked for. And they, repenting and groaning for anguish of spirit, shall say within themselves, this was he whom we had sometimes in derision and a proverb of reproach. We fools accounted his life madness and his end to be without honor. How is he numbered among the children of God, and his lot is among the saints!" Exclamation mark. "Therefore have we erred from the way of truth, and the light of righteousness hath not shined unto us, and the Sun of righteousness rose not upon us. We wearied ourselves in the way of wickedness and destruction. Yea, we have gone through deserts where there lay no way, but as for the way of the Lord, we have not known it. What hath pride profited us, or what good hath riches with our vaunting brought us?" Quote, "All those things are passed away like a shadow, for the hope of the ungodly is like dust that is blown away with the wind, like a thin froth that is driven away with the storm, like as the smoke which is dispersed here and there with a tempest and passeth away, as the remembrance of a gust of a guest that tarrieth but a day. But the righteous live for evermore. Their reward also is with the Lord, and the care of them is with the Most High. Therefore shall they receive a glorious kingdom, and a beautiful crown from the Lord's hand. For with his right hand shall he cover them, and with his arm shall he protect them. He shall take to him his jealousy for complete armor, and make the creature his weapon for the revenge of his enemies. He shall put on righteousness as a breastplate, and true judgment instead of an helmet. He shall take holiness for an invincible shield. His severe wrath shall he sharpen for a sword.
Now see, this is the Bible. This is, doesn't tell you that this is the love of God. It is, in, according to the Christian, the love of God, because he's destroying all the wicked so that they will not be in heaven with us, because we're sick and tired of being in the world with a bunch of wicked people. We want to be in heaven where there's peace and quiet tranquility, no IRS, no satanic world government or antichrist government. Everyone in the kingdom of heaven believes the same way, and all those in hell believe the same way too, unfortunately for them. And what?
And the world shall fight with him against the unwise. Then shall the right aiming thunderbolts go abroad, and from the clouds, as from a well-drawn bow, shall they fly to the mark. And hailstones full of wrath shall be cast as out of a stone bow, and the water of the sea shall rage against them, and the floods shall cruelly drown them. Yea, a mighty wind shall stand up against them, and like a storm shall blow them away. Thus iniquity shall lay waste the whole earth, and ill-dealing shall overthrow the thrones of the mighty. Unquote. The Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 1 through 9a, verse 14 through 23. A former nun, M. Frances Cusack, speaking of Rome and its world system in her book, The Black Pope, said, quote, "What shall we say of a religious order which prides itself on being called by the name of the Savior of mankind, and yet has made the practice of untruth a fine art, and reduced the practice of lying to a science," unquote. She adds, quote, "Some people may say that what I have just said should be objected to strongly. The question is not whether the words which we use are strong or feeble, but whether they are true or false," unquote. M. Frances Cusack stated that she had literally wasted 30 years of her life in what she now deems to be an evil and wicked cult. Like she said, the Vatican has, quote, "made the practice of untruth a fine art and reduced the practice of lying to a science," unquote. A few of Satan's favorite lies. Here are several examples. Did Jerry Falwell really have sex with his mother in an outhouse, like Larry Flint said he did in his Hustler magazine? The answer is no, it is a lie. Did the people of Jonestown all, in unison, really commit suicide by drinking poisonous Kool-Aid under the order of Jim Jones, just because they were visited by a couple of government agents, as the propagandists, the news media, and the press told you, and you believed them? The answer is no. In Jonestown, the people who escaped told my late wife Susan and myself that it was the government agents who killed them.
Federal government agents, ruled by Rome. Then what?
They said they poisoned their Kool-Aid.
They had soldiers there. There were bullet holes in every one of those people. Nobody is going to 1,000 people at one time. Who could convince people to do such a thing as that? Certainly not Jim Jones or anybody. It's very hard for me to convince people to keep the yard clean or to sweep the sidewalks on a consistent basis. As for sure, I wouldn't have one follower if I ever told anybody to commit suicide, because I teach people the Bible, and the Bible tells us that we'd all go to hell if we did something like that. So if the media ever tries to tell you that we committed suicide and that they didn't kill us, as they did the people at Waco and Jonestown, don't believe them, because that would be the last thing we'd do. Okay, then what?
They saw them do it. I have no idea what the doctrine of Jim Jones was, but several of his followers said when they saw government agents killing their friends with bullets because they wouldn't drink the poison Kool-Aid, they decided to escape into the woods. Then some of them who escaped visited some churches, including ours, to tell us their story. They said that it was not suicide at all, that the government agents or the other people these agents brought with them had laced the Kool-Aid with poison, then shot those who wouldn't drink it.
That's why. They wanted the Vatican to look like a well-established, legitimate religion, and for anybody that is born-again Christians or that isn't Vatican, they want everyone to look like a cult but them. That's their whole story. They've been doing that for years. And anyone that is not Catholic, Antichrist Catholic, must burn at the stake, or they must go in and shoot him and make up stories about him. Just as it says in one of the other pieces of literature that I have written, along with the federal government agent, Mr. Peeler, who stated that Waco, he was a government agent, they tried to recruit him to go down to Waco and help kill David Koresh and his followers, and they were laughing about it and calling it a turkey shoot. And he became convicted by one of the pieces of literature that I had written, and he wrote that expose on them. And so they called it a turkey shoot, you know, to go and kill people. These are not United States citizens. This is Roman army in our midst, taking advantage of the citizens here and causing us to be put to death and put in prison. This is not the good old USA as it was, as I loved when I was a little child. But this is another government that has moved into our government. It's a subversive Antichrist government from Rome. And we have voted in presidents that have allowed them to do that. Presidents that are subject to Rome, not we, the people of the United States of America. I'm a true patriot. And anybody that follows this wicked regime is not patriotic to the United States of America or the Constitution. They're patriotic to Rome and Rome only. Okay, then what?
I believed them. There was genuine terror in their eyes when they recalled the things that they said that some of the people in government had done to them, things the government media lied about. Some of the people in government and in the media have lied about my church for years. That's how I know the things these people were telling us were the truth. They reported to us that there is no way in the world that anyone could hypnotize or brainwash 1,000 people at one time into committing suicide.
Okay, I see that our time is up. So this was part two of another Pearl Harbor, and we're just getting into the meat of the subject here, so don't fail to tune in tomorrow, because you're really going to have an eye-opener then. Until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.